choices are hard. Last Sunday afternoon, I got on a number 16 bus to come back to school. Luckily, I found one of my best friends on board. After exchanging pleasantries, we chatted along. All of a sudden, a rude voice came from the front of the bus and put a stop to our conversation. It was the bus driver cursing there. "What the fuck are you doing? Get off," and threw up off the bus. He was swearing at an odd passenger who was vomiting near the bus exit. Obviously, he was bus sick. The odd passenger responded feebly, "I'm terribly sorry, driver. I couldn't help it. I didn't mean to do it. Please don't drive me off. I have to get home quickly. My family are waiting for me to deal with some urgent matters." His pleas, however, fell on deaf ears. The driver still insisted he get off right away. The odd passenger looked around as if hoping to get some support from the fellow passengers. Everybody around, however, stepped back and looked away. At the moment, I didn't know how to react to the situation. I turned to my friend for help, but she was looking out of the window too. Obviously, she had chosen to ignore what was going on. A lot of questions were crossing my mind. What should I do? Should I help him? Would I look stupid if I did? It felt as if a thousand insects were buzzing in my head. I thought my head was going to burst the next moment. I was struggling to make a choice when the bus exit opened and the odd passenger went out. Looking at his back, I ruled my indecision. These days, whenever the bus scene comes back to my mind, my stomach knots. It never fails to drive me nuts. I feel a bit better now that I've shared it with you, Shenliver.